7:15 here on CJD. Remember that theme song? How could you forget? On the line with us right now is a man you'll remember from his 7 years on the hit CBS series Mission Impossible. He was that strong man, Willie Armitage, part of the IMF force. His name is Peter Lupus, and he joins us from California. Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm fine, Peter. Great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the program. The reason why I came in contact with your name is because recently you celebrated a birthday, and it's almost hard to believe that you've reached 65.
You know what? It was hard for me to believe it, too. I was just talking to some of the people from the media, and they said, well, how do you feel? And I said, well, I sure don't feel like 65. I said, I feel like I'm 30 or 35. And, you know, I just want to encourage all your listeners, don't let age be a barrier to improving your health, because you're never too old to start in on a regular exercise routine and to start taking supplements, you know, vitamins, minerals, and herbs, and amino acids, because anybody can improve their health. I don't care what age you are.
Now, you were planning to do something on your birthday, which was back on June 17th.
Yes.
What exactly were you doing that day?
What I wanted to do on my birthday when I hit 65 was to do something that would be something that wouldn't be easy for the average person, say, to try, and I wanted to do something different, because that also, June the 17th, was the 50th anniversary of when I started working out, and I've been pretty regular all these years. I started taking supplements at 12, and what I did was I wanted to average picking up over a 30-minute period 2,000 pounds per minute to average 60,000 pounds in a 30-minute time span. And we set the world's record, I guess, by doing almost 2,500 pounds per minute. And it was certified by the U.S. Department of Weights and Measures. They certified 75,480 pounds is what I did.
Now, you did this at Gold's Gym in North Hollywood, right?
Gym in North Hollywood, yeah. We had a whole slew of people. I had a tremendous guest list. I don't know whether you knew who was there, but Marty Landau and Barbara Bain from the original series was there. Phil Morris was there, the son of the late great Greg Morris, my good pal. Tony Curtis, Danny DeVito, Fabio, John Ritter, Stacy Keach, Buddy Hackett, a whole bunch of other people. We had a great time.
Sounds like a great event.
It really was. Yeah, it was a good time. Everybody had a good time, and I was very happy that I was in the health that I am to be able to try something like this at age 65, because I tell the people out there, hey, 65, you can just start a great life, you know, get something going.
As you say, age is just a number. It's a state of mind. The last time I saw a picture of you, the most recent picture I guess I saw of you, was in a People magazine article about a year ago.
Oh, that's right.
When
yes,
the movie came out. And you don't look any different than you did when the show was on.
Well, you know, it's nice to hear that a lot of people come up and they say, we think you are, but you couldn't be because you look too young. Are you the real Peter Lupus from Mission Impossible? And I say, yeah, I'm him. I'm still here. So I guess by doing this, people are going to know I'm still alive and breathing.
Let's go back to those years of Mission Impossible. I can't imagine that you would have ever thought that when you first joined on that show that you'd be doing it for 7 years.
No, actually I didn't. You know, series are kind of funny. A lot of people don't know this, Peter, but we were actually taken off of CBS's schedule for the next year. At the end of the first year, the ratings were just average because, you know, people really didn't think they understood what we were doing on the air. And then we got nominated for 13 Emmys. And Mr. Paley, who actually was the chairman of the board, who started the founder of CBS, told his group of advertisers and merchandising people and vice presidents at the end of a board meeting that he didn't say put it on the air. He said, I just want to thank you fellows for putting on my wife and my all-time favorite show, Mission Impossible. So CBS put us back on the air, and the rest is kind of history, you know.
Although there was a slight retooling, you changed the leader of the IMF force in the second year.
That's right. Stephen Hill, who I think is a fabulous guy and a great actor, he's on Law and Order now. At the end of the year, he decided he kind of wanted to leave, and so they let him out of his contract, and they brought on Peter Graves, who we really got to be, you know, good friends. Peter Graves is just a real warm human being, and as Marty Landau, Barbara Bain, and Greg Morris were and are. And, you know, we actually brought on Leonard Nimoy for 2 years.
Right.
And then Linda Day George came on for 2 years.
It was Leslie Ann Warren for a while, too?
And Leslie Ann Warren was on for a year, yeah. So we really had some fabulous people. A lot of people don't realize that Greg Morris and I were the only two that were on for the full 7 years, because Peter Graves actually replaced Stephen Hill at the end of the first year.
So you're a veteran of the show, one of the only two real veterans of that television series.
Yeah, we went the whole, almost 200 shows, 200 missions, you know.
How did you get the role?
Well, I was filming in Italy, believe it or not. I was doing a Hercules picture, and my agent called and said they're looking for, you know, a guy has to be a strong man. He's a secret agent, but he's got to be strong to make the missions work. Would you come back and test for this? And I said, no, I don't want to, because I still have 3 more years left on my contract. Why should I take a chance on a series that might not even go? He said, believe me, you got to come back. He said, they'll pay you way back. It'll be a free trip back home to the USA. So I had 2 weeks off from going from Rome to northern Italy to do a picture, a pirate picture. So I came home and met Bruce Geller and Lucille Ball, who actually owned Desilu at the time. See, this was originally a Desilu picture. And by the way, a lot of people don't know what a good businesswoman Lucille Ball was. She had to deal with CBS to get her to renew her I Love Lucy or Here's Lucy show, that they would put up the money for 3 pilots. And the 3 pilots that she did that year on CBS's money, didn't cost her a dime, was Star Trek, Mannix, and Mission Impossible. Those were all through Desilu, and then Paramount became the owner when they bought out Desilu. But, you know, I came back and tested for the part and ended up finishing the picture I was doing in Italy and come back and started Mission Impossible. And I think we started in November of 95 and kicked it off in 96.
Mm-hmm. Or 66, you mean?
I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
1966, time is flying.
Now, I think I read in that People magazine article last year that it mentioned something to the effect that the other actors on the show were well-seasoned television actors and movie actors and theater actors, and that when you came along, you had a great helping hand from the rest of the cast.
I did, and probably one of the biggest influences on me was Marty Landau, who, as I said, I was very happy he came to the lift when we did that world record attempt. But, you know, a lot of people don't know, he happens to be a fantastic drama coach. He used to take over for Lee Strasberg at the original Actors Studio in New York when Lee would go on vacation, and that's where he met Barbara Bain. Barbara Bain came to one of his classes as a student. And Marty, I used to go in there and discuss these parts with him, and he was always very helpful. I mean, and we really got to, you know, we bonded, and we've been great friends since.
Now, I read somewhere recently that you're hoping to get people to encourage, to write letters into Tom Cruise and Paramount Pictures.
Yes.
You'd like to be in the next Mission Impossible movie.
Well, you know, Peter, we were all written in the first 3 scripts, drafts for the original movie. In fact, TV Guide asked me to review that. I saw it 2 weeks before the public saw the original Mission movie. And, I said it's going to be a big hit. And because, you know, 3 billion people have seen that series since it came out, which is kind of a record almost, too. But a lot of people were very upset that the originals were not in there. And I was a little disappointed when they changed everything, because I was looking forward to getting together again, and especially working with Tom Cruise. I like his work very much, you know. And he is one of the actual big superstars in the world right now. And it took his power to get that made. They started, I think, 4 or 5 different times to make that movie over the last 25 years. And when he said he wanted to do it, well, bang, they put up the money to do it. But hopefully, if the people realize the power they have, if they would write in to Paramount Studios, to Tom Cruise and Oliver Stone, who's now rewriting the next one, he's going to direct, to say we want Willie and all the originals in the next movie, it's amazing how much power they have.
Now, you'd want to go back into the Mission Impossible fold as your original character?
Yes, that's what, you know, people wanted to see us in our roles, because that's how they've seen us for 30-some years. But I thought it would be a lot of fun. In fact, the rumors are they're going to bring us back, and that's why I thought it was a great idea if people would let Paramount Studios know that they would like to see us back.
Now, I know that Peter Graves was a little upset at the way they had handled the character that he was best known for, Jim
now,
Phelps.
Now, you know, Peter, it threw a lot of people off balance because, you know, they've known this for 30-some years and watching on TV, and they were like family to millions of people. And when they try to turn him around to make him kind of the bad guy, it just didn't set well at all with people because our characters are so established in their minds, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they'll change everything around.
What are you doing these days?
Well,
besides lifting a lot of weights.
Vitamist, you know, we have Spray Vitamin Company, and I travel for them all over. I've been to about 15 states in the last 3 months, and my son and I are working on a script that we may do together. Father-son thing, character-driven. In fact, I'm going to try to talk to Marty Landau into directing it. And then I may, I've started putting outlines together for a book on how I got to be 65.
Tell us a little bit about Vitamist. I don't know if it's available in Canada yet.
No, but I think it will be. And I used to average about 150 pills a day, vitamins, minerals, and such. And 3 years ago, I ran into the spray vitamins that's patented through Caremore International, and you spray them into your mouth, and within 30 seconds they're directly into the bloodstream. You don't have to swallow pills anymore, and pills you only absorb about 10 to 30%, and this pure vitamin spray you absorb 90 to 95%, and within 30 seconds it's right into the bloodstream instead of waiting for it to break down and go through the intestinal tract and the stomach and all that. But I'm looking forward to kicking this off in Canada.
Mm-hmm. After you, do you have no idea when that will be, by the way?
Well, I got a feeling it'll probably be within the next 12 months, 10 to 12 months, because we're going really rapidly. We already have kicked off Japan, and we're in the 50 states in the United States, so I really am looking forward to Canada.
After, when it comes out in Canada, will you be willing to talk to us again about it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I enjoy it, yes.
I was just thinking, one of the other things you did, didn't you do a television show with Leslie Nielsen?
Yeah, you know, we did, and we did six. I was out of town for the first two, and the fellows that created that called my agent and got me back to town, and they wrote the parts that I did. I did the last four. It was going to go into series. But when you see it on the small screen, it kind of lost some of the gags, and it actually evolved in Naked Gun movies.
It was the original Police Squad, right?
Police Squad, yeah, that's what it was called. Then it went into Naked Gun for the big screen, and they decided, they weren't sure at the time if Leslie Nielsen could carry a film, so they gave him a choice. It's Leslie Nielsen, but you have to replace all the supporting cast, which was us, and then, or you could, they offered him Chevy Chase, and we would all go on and do the movie. But they ended up with Leslie Nielsen because he was absolutely so perfect for the part. And I was disappointed in that, too. But O.J. Simpson is the one that ended up doing my part on that.
That was a great television series for the 6 weeks it was on. I guess it was ABC?
Yeah, you know, in 6 weeks it became a cult thing. It went on tapes, and I guess they have trouble keeping them in the doggone video stores because it was so popular.
I can't remember. That was one of the television shows that I probably laughed out loud the most while watching that. And, you know, it's something that doesn't happen.
Freeze frames. They wrote a couple of them for me. I had such a great time doing them. I remember one where, you know, at the end, everybody would freeze.
Right.
Well, I would come in and not know it was a freeze frame. And I remember once I was going to tack a notice on the wall. And I walked in. And if you notice, I tapped the nail one time and froze because I realized everybody was in a freeze position. And a second pass, and you see a little dust come down around my head, and then something fell off the wall over here, and then this wall caved in, the ceiling caved in on me, the whole set caved in from that one little tack. Ding! And that was the humor that they had. I thought it was hilarious.
That was a great show. It was, like, I guess, too misunderstood by the... by the network executives. That's the whole problem.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. But the people seem to love it.
Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you. I hope we get a chance to talk with you again, especially when Vitamist works its way into Canada.
Okay, I look forward to it, Peter.
Congratulations again on your recent 65th birthday and the record lift.
Yes, thank you.
And you're an inspiration to all of those people out there who think that, especially couch potatoes.
Right.
An inspiration to couch potatoes.
You have to do something on a regular basis. Just take it easy. That's all you have to do.
Take care, sir.
Thank you.
Peter Lupus from Mission Impossible.